Stephen Jill here.
Hello.
Welcome to the Land Academy Show, entertaining land investment talk. I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting from pretty Phoenix, Arizona.
Today, Jill and I talk about the Land Academy 4 a.m. Club. Something that our members came up with, because they have our newer members usually have regular W-2 jobs, and they're obviously not happy with that, so they still have their W-2 jobs, as they should.
We'll talk about it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I want to share more, because I think it's just a really cool thing that they created, and I want to share that in a few.
First, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free, and if you're already a Land Academy member, please join us on Discord.
This is an exchange on Discord in the Success Stories channel. You hung out there. This is cool. That was yesterday's question and today's question. So, all right. So this is written by a guy named Scott on August 11th. And it says, Jill mentioned she follows someone on Facebook in the group who travels full time. That is our dream, RV life and international. If that is you or you know who it is, DM me. Wink. I'd love to follow their page and be inspired. So this is another guy that also wrote, followed up on this. Dan, his name is Dan, and he wrote, I don't travel full-time at all, but was traveling for 6 weeks or so and was doing deals from my campsite next to the lake with the weak little Wi-Fi signal I was getting. That was pretty awesome. So then Scott wrote back and replied, that's awesome. My wife is an immigrant, and I like her to see more of the USA and get to go home more often. But it's impossible when you get 2 to 3 weeks off a year.
That's for sure.
You put a lot in here. Okay, so then Stephen, one of our members, Stephen A., wrote, how about Land Academy members pool money and buy an RV park, and we can just do IRL Discord there with tall cans. What's IRL?
I don't know, but I love where this is going.
That's fun. International rural land, maybe that's it. Something, I don't know. Scott wrote back, take my money. And then Stephen A. put, a grueling business weekend like that would have to be tax deductible. This is cute. That's really good.
This is the kind of stuff, I put this in here because this is the kind of stuff that goes on Discord. And so Land Academy has become a culture.
Yeah.
It's not just, hey, this is how you buy and sell land. This is how you get wealthy. Friendships happening for life. And people, that's what this show is about. This 4 a.m. club. These people will probably do deals with each other forever.
Mm-hmm. That's really good. Yeah, it's a community. We help each other with all kinds of motivational and inspirational and getting through tough times. And you're right. Yeah. It leads right into this show.
Today's topic, the Land Academy 4 a.m. Club, as described by Jill. This is the meat of the show.
So, as we're saying, you know, people are finding each other and finding similarities in each other. And it was funny because we were all chatting as a group, and somebody said, well, I get up at 4 a.m. This is when I do my best work, you know, because I've got little kids.
Children, yeah.
I've got a day job. Like, I know sleep will come later. It's paying off. This is the time that I can get up and the house is quiet and no one bugs me. I can review my deals, get things in the works, and then I do my day job. And then somebody else said, I do the same thing. And then more and more people were joining in going, I do that too. And a few were like, that's a brilliant idea. So they just on their own came up with, like, let's just call it the 4 a.m. club. And it was really sweet. And they're like, okay, what days are we going to meet? They're kind of putting this together. I'm like, oh, that's so brilliant. I love this. And like you were alluding to in the beginning, you know, this has turned into a culture and you need that support. You need like-minded people. It's so nice now. When we first started Land Academy and there were not as many people, you know, 6 years ago, I know people had said until they came to a live event, they said, I kind of felt like I was on an island. You know, I didn't know that there were people out there doing the same thing I'm doing and having the same struggles and the same experiences. And so now we don't have that with all of our, there's places to connect and places to talk and people to reach out to and get help and inspiration and whatever it is. What do you want to add?
I mean, it goes so much further and deeper than that. Like if you need a title agent in North Carolina and you live in Phoenix, I mean, that's what this community is about, and it's effective. Mm-hmm. And you can watch it on, not that's Discord's not the only place, but we have the Thursday calls, and it's just there's an entire community. Our attrition rate is shockingly small. You know, we only have a few people every single month, just on one hand, that leave, and we always ask them, why are you leaving? And it's always because
life is in the way.
My life got in the way. It's not that I don't believe in it. It's not that I don't love it. And it's not about money ever. It's just, I can't, you know, my sister is ill or something like that.
Yeah. And then they always say, hold, I'll be back.
And then they come
say,
back. Yeah.
We're like, okay, well, we'll be here. Don't worry about it. We get it. We'll be here for you. So
I guess what I'm saying in a roundabout way is I'm pretty proud. I'm proud of everybody. I'm proud that everybody, you know, I love to see people succeed.
What was your version of, like, I know what my version of the 4 a.m. club was. So when you first started, you also, like me, had a regular, you had something else paying the bills. So what was your version of the 4 a.m. club? When would you get your stuff done?
I'm trying to think. You know, honestly, I had, when I started all this, I had two W-2 jobs, not at the same time, but I had a W-2 job where I had a lot of time at work to do stuff, so I could work on this at work. And then the second W-2 job that I had, I didn't have as much time, and that's when I decided to leave.
Oh, okay.
So, but I'll tell you.
They weren't at the same time. You transitioned from one to the other. Okay.
That's right.
You weren't doing three jobs.
No, that's correct. Okay. And I know there's a show coming up this week, actually, about leaving your W-2 job. I think it's actually until Friday. But I didn't have, I'll tell you, and I in the back of my head through this whole COVID thing, I was never the smartest guy in the office that wherever I was, or I was never the most successful. So I learned a lot. I learned a ton about not so much like how to make money, because I kind of know how to do that anyway, but how to behave and how to get people to, you know, like you and
how to behave.
Just how to behave, yeah. I mean, you just go into something saying, I'm just here to make money. It's not going to work.
Right.
You have to win people over.
It's true.
That's just how it is. And so my version of this Land Academy was going into an office and learning from people.
I understand.
And so I worry about that. Everybody's at home now and that's it. Like,
oh, that's true. You need to, it's very, I have hired in the past and not hired people because I've never worked in an office. Yeah. And I thought, shoot, you got to learn how to sit at your desk for several hours. You know, it's not like you could take a smoke break every half hour. Hold on a moment. Kind of thing. I need you to focus.
I hate to say this, you need to learn how to kind of get yelled at, and you need to learn how to deal with that. Deal with negative people that are being negative, whether they're customers or coworkers and stuff, and learn how to manage that.
Like, not us.
No,
No. I'm like, what do you mean you're going to get yelled at? Like,
not
like,
with your family.
You just have to
learn
to deal with unhappy customers and things like that. That's true. And just get through it.
And calm them down. And yeah, exactly, Joe.
And how to, exactly how to work with them, how to win them over, that kind of a thing. That's very true. So my version of the 4 a.m. club was evenings. Like, I've always done, I don't know why, it's my lunch break and evenings. I kind of cram it in. I haven't, pretty much my whole life, I've never been a morning person. Let's just say.
Imagine that.
I know. It's not like I'm not.
That's a show.
No, it's not like I don't wake up unhappy or anything. It's just like, oh, I'm so comfortable now. Do I really have to get out of bed? That kind of a thing.
I'm exactly the opposite. I spring out of bed. And that's the truth.
Mm-hmm. So so my 4 a.m. club is more like a 4 p.m. club. I mean, this is true. So I will cram all my work in. Like, I'm going to hurry up and get what I have to done so I can work on what I want to.
So I think what's important here is not so much, you know, Jill DeWitt or Steve Butella. Who cares what we do? What's important is that you look in the mirror and say, I'm a morning person. I'm going to take advantage of that. Or I'm a evening person. I'm going to take advantage of that. I've got this W-2 job. I've got bills to pay. We've all been there, every single one of us. And I'm trying to start this side thing, and I'm going to have to spend some time on it. So know yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's morning, then get up. If it's evening, ice out the time.
I have a huge respect for people, and there's so many of them that I know in this group personally that are killing it.
Yeah.
And they don't have much of a social life right now, which is fine. Good timing, right? So, but they are really kind of burning the candle at both ends. And they're coming out from this happy and successful and on their way. So that's, to me, what this show's about. Yeah, it's going to be hard. Getting up at 4 sucks. Or staying, you know, maybe you finish your day job and you grab a bite to eat, have a little fun time with the kids, and you say, bye, sweetheart, you know, from 7 to 9 or 7 to 10, I'm working on this other thing. You know, but so however you're doing it and fitting it in, kudos. It will pay off. And hang in there.
We were talking about this on Career Path really recently, and that somebody in that said, you know, I have set up my family culture so that we don't work on weekends. To which I said, congratulations. I think that's amazing, and I respect that, and that's great that that's working for you. But I've been working 7 days a week since I was 13, and I don't mean 10 hours a day. I just mean I'm available. And Jill, and I don't know any other way, and neither does this one. Mm-hmm. And so she will take calls on Saturday night when we're out to dinner. She'll excuse herself and talk to a seller. Mm-hmm. Not for 2 hours straight, but she will take the call, and so will I. So it's my role in all this is not as on demand as Jill's is, but I'm standing there supporting her. I'm not saying, please don't take that call in any way, ever would That's I ever true. Do that. So. And I'm not saying that you should do that or it's required to be successful, but I'll tell you, it helps. And that's the truth.
Thank you.
It's dedication.
Yep, and you are supportive. Thank you very much. Happy you could join us today. 5 days a week, you can find us right here on The Land Academy Show.
Tomorrow, the episode on The Land Academy Show is called, What Would You Do with Limitless Capital? You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
Oh, I got some ideas.
Here's a hint, and you don't know it. You have limitless capital.
I have some ideas.
And not just for land. You have limitless capital. Never in my entire life have I ever seen so much capital. It's capital for startups, capital for loans. I get 6 calls a day, spam calls on a day on my phone for loan available funds.
Exactly.
We have probably 50 people in our group that are panting, waiting.
Right, to write checks.
To write checks for your land deal.
Uh-huh, totally. If you're interested in learning more about us or what we do, please check out landacademy.com or houseacademy.com. We provide the education, tools, and support you need to be flipping property like the pros. We are Steve and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.